This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
The Honourable Michael Kirby was the keynote speaker at La Trobe University's panel looking at Where Next for Marriage Equality. Now that marriage equality is out of the way, there are many issues that we need to focus on to create a better future for LGBTI Australians. And before beginning his keynote address, Justice Kirby spoke about the importance of preserving our history and the work we do for our communities. Because we shouldn't just remember the past, we should record it as well.
Sex. Which is something that many people run a mile or more miles from in order to avoid thinking about, talking about, contemplating. And it's a great tribute, isn't it, to La Trobe University for so many years it has been hosting and supporting this extremely important initiative of the Australian Research Centre and that it's been doing so with, as has been said by the Deputy Vice-Chancellor, a significant research team and important research, which is not just addressed to us in Australia, but to the human family and the issue of sex, which is a worldwide issue of importance, sex, gender and equality. As a distinguished ambassador, I do emphasise the adjective there. As a distinguished ambassador, I received a very interesting briefing on the current work of the centre. And it really is an amazing kaleidoscope of important research projects, which was really astonishing, and it ought to be better known at La Trobe and in the Australian community. HIV and the quality of life, not just a disease, not just a virus, but the impact on the quality of life and self-perception of the quality of life of people who are living with HIV. It's not over. It's still continuing, and for many it will continue for many decades to come. The issue of sexual perception in MSM, men who have sex with men, and the prostate, a very important issue which is producing extremely interesting and world-first research. As was said at Indiana University by the president of that university when Dr. Kinsey was performing his work, if this matter is a matter of proper scientific research, it will be done at Indiana University. Well, the same is said at La Trobe University. If it is a proper matter of scientific research, it will be done here. Sexuality education, a controversial subject, but an extremely important one, is the subject of research. Sexual violence, it isn't only confined to heterosexual relationships. It also exists in LGBT relationships, and this is the subject of empirical research, gathering the data, drawing the inferences, and calculating the policy implications. Co-infections, HIV and other diseases, and the co-infections and their impact on individuals and on communities. Adolescent sexual health, an issue that some people would think far too controversial to investigate, but this is being investigated, and largely by online research. Adolescents today don't believe anything exists if it isn't online, and therefore it's an appropriate and apparently very successful way. And I was interested to hear that the belief is that the reports that are received in anonymous online responses are judged to be more accurate than receipts, than information received in face-to-face dialogue. and international projects and cooperation in this area. I raised the question, and the DVC might care to consider this, that this is such an important, such a unique and such a diverse enterprise that's been going on here now for years, that very great care should be taken in the here and now to collect and archive the information about the early days and the current days of the research in this area. How many other universities are doing research in this country in such important areas? And it will not be good enough if La Trobe doesn't record and keep the record of this. There should be immediate arrangements made with public affairs, broadcasting and other media activities at La Trobe University to record conversations with the personnel, including some who have retired but are still compos mentis, to record what was done in those early days and how it happened that La Trobe University took this project on and is continuing its important work. Because it wouldn't have been easy in those early days, and it isn't always easy today. But in the face of any opposition, La Trobe University has continued the work. And I think it's really important that there should be filmed interviews of the people who were at the forefront in this area, and I hope that that should be done. That's my first little bit of free advice as the distinguished ambassador for the research centre, and I'm going to be checking up, as a distinguished ambassador does, as to what is being done about it.
You can hear the Honourable Michael Kirby's entire keynote address from the panel at La Trobe University discussing where next after marriage equality via the Informers podcast page on the Joy website, as they explore the challenges still facing Australia's LGBTI communities.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.